Let's talk about your second patient, a 67-year-old man.
Yeah, so this is a 67-year-old gentleman who was treated 2 years ago with concurrent chemo radiation. He had locally advanced squamous cell carcinoma of the tonsil, that's HPV positive, so typical case in our practice. Now he comes in and he has lung metastases. He has a chest x-ray, which was done for routine purposes, and he has a lung mass. This is followed with a CAT scan of the chest that shows essentially multiple lung mets. A biopsy is performed that shows squamous cell carcinoma, HPV positive. So here we have a gentleman who has a good performance status. This patient is a non-smoker, non-drinker. He has a performance status of zero, and now presents to the clinic with a metastatic head and neck cancer. So the question for this patient is, how do you treat these patients with the first line recurrent setting? So we call this first line because this patient has had chemo radiation in the definitive curative setting, and now he's presenting with metastatic disease, and he is untreated for the metastatic disease.
So just to clarify, in terms of prognosis of HPV positive disease, once the patient becomes metastatic, is there a difference in prognosis?
Yeah, that's actually a very good question. The HPV positive group, even in the metastatic setting, they live longer. They have a better prognosis compared to non-HPV positive smoking-related metastatic head and neck cancer. So this patient, even though he's metastatic, he's not curable, his survival is better than a patient who has metastatic disease who's non-HPV.
Globally, what is the survival of metastatic disease, HPV positive and negative?
So for metastatic disease, non-curable, the five-year survival for the HPV positive group would be in the 20 to 30%, and it would be probably in the 5 to 10% for the non-HPV positive.
So as you faced this man at that point in time, he was asymptomatic?
He was asymptomatic from a status of zero, yeah.
What were the alternatives that you were thinking about, both on trial, what were the trials maybe he could have considered,
yeah,
and off trial?
Yeah, so this is a relevant question today in our field. The standard of care off clinical trial for this patient would be the extreme regimen. That's the New England Journal of Medicine, Jan Vermoken, many years ago. This is the regimen that compared platinum 5-FU to platinum 5-FU cetuximab. So it's a doublet versus triplet in patients treated like this patient in the first line recurrent metastatic setting. That study had a primary endpoint of overall survival, and the primary endpoint was met. The addition of cetuximab to platinum 5-FU improved survival. The survival went from 7 months to 10 months. There was 3 months improvement in survival, and this led to the FDA approval of this regimen for the first-line treatment of patients with recurrent metastatic disease. And that's what's known, again, as the extreme regimen. And this was the first time in head and neck oncology that a triplet beat a doublet, because there have been a number of studies comparing doublets, carbotaxel to platinum 5-FU, carbo-docetaxel, a number of them essentially showed all to be the same. This was the first study to show that adding a monoclonal antibody targeting EGFR, cetuximab, in this setting, adding that antibody to platinum 5-FU improved survival by 3 months, and that was statistically significant, leading to FDA regulatory approval. So on a standard of care, a non-clinical trial would be the best option for this patient.